Fly Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
You know, it's in my blood. I'm Italian. I grew up with a family that hugs and kisses and shows emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't want that in their life, huh?
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
I don't know, guys. I'm just saying, I think the show is going to go extremely downhill if I don't get a vacation soon, specifically to the Bahamas, specifically to Atlantis.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Some people hike, others walk. What's the difference between the two? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Breezy was in a debate with her girlfriend this past weekend.
Yeah.
And it was the most petty fight you've ever heard of.
It wasn't a fight. It was just like kind of silly.
Well, it had to do with your heart rate.
Yeah.
Walking is an exercise, whether you walk or depending on where you are.
Yeah.
And the terrain around you, it's still considered, you're still getting that heart rate up. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay, so are you still in a relationship, yes or no?
I am still in a relationship.
But it's hanging on by a thread, right?
Listen, we're just chatting about things. It's no big deal.
You guys broke up.
No. Ooh. We're just having these tough conversations. And the first conversation has to do with
what is
a hike and what isn't.
So out of all the conversations you're having, this could be the one that ends it all.
Oh my God. We're absolutely literally fine. But I've known about my girlfriend's hobby of her love to hike since we started dating.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe she could walk the malls with me if nobody else wants to.
She loves a hike. Loves a hike. And I knew that from stalking her Instagram rigorously before we ever started even speaking to each other. So all is well. But these hikes that she's going on are like 5, 6, 10 miles long in the mountains, all these crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I'm not a huge nature girly, but let's go on a hike on Friday.
Okay.
She was like, okay, cool. That sounds like a lot of fun. It's really nice out.
Where do people hike in Rochester?
So we made our way up to Irondequoit at this place called Turning Point Park.
Turning Point Park is in
Irondequoit.
Okay.
Yep.
And nice. It's nice.
Very nice. The cool part about it is like the whole thing's on a bridge. The whole thing's a river.
That's
on the
nice
bridge.
Never heard of this place.
And like the bridge isn't just like, oh, like rainbow bridge. Like it's snaking around this river. It's so cool.
How do you get there?
If you've never been, I highly recommend going.
Yeah.
There's a parking lot. You walk down and it's a whole thing. I would 10 out of 10 recommend going. But I was talking to my girlfriend and I was like, we were maybe 3 miles in. And I was like, I'm all set on the hike. She was like, we're not hiking. What do you mean? This is a walk. It's like, walk? We're hiking. I have my boots on.
It's a hike.
We're there's dirt on the ground.
You're walking, but I guess it could be considered a hike.
There's elevation.
Would you consider, was there a map when you got to the parking lot that showed the trails?
I didn't see it.
Okay, if there was one, it's a hike.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure we could have found one. So I was like, I just love hiking with you. So now I'm like digging my heels in even further. I'm like, I just love hiking with you. Like, it's just so fun. She's like,
we're taking a leisurely walk.
Breezy, this is not a hike.
What does she consider a hike to be? Mountains?
Mountains.
I don't know. Walking is generally an
mountains,
exercise.
Mountains, backpack.
Walking you boots do outside. In an urban or suburban setting.
Right.
You can do it in a gym or on a track or a treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
Hiking is walking outdoors along nature and terrain.
I know.
You encounter elevation.
That's what I said.
That's a hike.
That's what I said. And she was like, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I was like, okay, whatever. So then after we're done,
I love that when we are in mid-conversation, you're always responding to text while we're doing it. I could never.
What?
I'd lose complete track of everything I'm saying.
I'm not texting.
You're not?
No.
I was hoping it's your. I was hoping it was your girlfriend weighing in.
She could.
Yeah.
I was so we get home, And we are, I was like, let's go grab a drink somewhere.
Okay.
And she's like, do you want to go down a hike on Park Ave? I'm like, I would love to. So now we're hiking down Park Ave. And we're having a blast. And she's like, God, I love hiking with you. It's just so much fun. We're hiking down Park Ave. And I'm just trying to be relatable.
I know. New relationships, little disagreements that mean absolutely nothing. You know, you just two different points of views. Can't always get on the same page. This is extremely insignificant. Trying to figure out what's a hike and what's a walk. People don't care. You shouldn't care.
Yeah. So I think that she's calling in.
Is this the light going off? Is this Mono Girl? Oh, I got to talk to her. Hey, Mono Girl.
Oh, good morning.
Hi. Is your radio off? Turn your radio all the way off. Hey, listen.
It's off.
Talk to us. Hike or walk? What's the difference? Did you feel that you and Breezy this weekend were on a walk rather than a hike?
Come
on,
babe.
Terrain of Irondequoit? And by the way, this is the first time we're talking to you live on the air.
Everybody, I know.
Meet Breezy's girlfriend, Mono Girl. Mono Girl, meet everybody.
Hi. We were definitely on a walk.
We weren't. We were on a very rigorous hike.
A flat, well-paved trail.
Okay.
There were some inclines, though.
Now, the question is, were you able to get your heart rate up on this walk?
So high. So high.
Not. During the downhill, maybe.
Can we cut the crap and talk about more important issues here? Mono Girl, be honest. Tell everybody what you see in Breezy. Why is this the woman you could potentially fall in love with?
Oh, my God.
Tell us.
Because we go on a lot of hikes together.
I'm asking her. Tell her. Tell us. What do you love about Breezy? Go ahead. I'll give you a couple seconds.
Breezy's amazing.
Yes. Tell us why.
She's so kind. So kind to me and everybody. She's very funny.
She's not always kind to me, but that's beside the point.
Well, sorry, Moose. She's kind to me. It's the matters. Uh-huh. We have so much fun together.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where is she in the sheets? On the scale of 1 to 10.
Okay, we're done.
Okay, we're not. I gotta go.
You're not? Well,
I'm getting called into work.
It's a legitimate question. I just want to know what she rates. Come on, give her a rating out of 1 to 10.
We'll talk about my hiking.
Gotta go.
She hung up. Okay.
Sharp. I don't know.
I'm asking the hard-hitting questions that everybody wants to know. I'm not asking what your heart rate was when you were doing this walk, because I don't think anybody really cares. We want to know the difference between a hike and a walk, but most importantly, we want to know what your heart rate is when you're in the sheets with Mono Girl. What's that get up to?
I just, don't understand how we turned into, this nice, fitness leisurely walk slash hike convo to rating my sex game. What's happening here?
Just asking
this
the question.
This is a family show.
Not in the 9 o'clock hour. It's not. Now, if we were doing it at 6 o'clock when people are on the bus, that'd be different.
Okay.
All right. How about this? On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you date her? What do you rank her in the sheets?
I'm leaving. See ya.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98.1.
It's Mooster Peace Theater on PXY Mornings with me, Moose and Breezy. This week, we are reading a scene from an iconic film that Breezy still has not had the opportunity to watch for whatever reason. 585-252-9800 if you know what it is. Now, Mooster Peace Theater, we used to do years ago. And then I came back to town and they're like,
throwback.
We got to bring it back. We got to bring it back. I said, that's fine. So I choose the movie and the scene that myself and Breezy are going to reenact. And then she goes home. She's going to watch it tonight. And then tomorrow she'll bring it in to review it for Breezy's Big Movie Review.
So excited.
Now, this is an iconic scene we're going to act out from a movie that is just so close to my heart. It's my favorite Denzel Washington movie from 2004. And he's done a lot of great films, let's be honest. But Breezy, today you are playing the role of the protagonist in the film.
Okay.
You're scared, sweaty, out of breath, and are in a life-threatening situation right now. Picture a typical Saturday night for you. Okay?
Not me fighting for my life on East Ave.
And then you just use that as motivation. All right?
Okay.
Let's get right into it, shall we?
Okay.
And action. question.
Am I going first?
No, I am.
Okay.
I am. Okay. Hey, you know where you are? Under the bridge, where the deal went south. You want to tell me what happened?
Have you heard of hemorrhoids?
Hermandad.
Sure.
Yes, I have.
Do you know what it is? I'm the president of Hermandad.
Oh, you're the president? Really? The president? Wow. Look at me. Hey! Look at me. Let me show you what I got here. You see this? This is a charger. It's used by convicts to hide money and drugs. They stick it up their body. They took it up their rectum. Look at me. Pencil, detonator. Timer used as a receiver, transmitter. C4, highly explosive. You put them all together, you got a bomb. Not very sophisticated, but very powerful. That's what you got in your ass right now.
Oh, God.
Don't move. Don't move. Now I'm going to send you a page, which you're going to receive in 5 minutes. Now you got exactly 5 minutes to tell me everything you know and what went down.
My friend, I don't know anything about the girl.
Are you sure? You got 4 minutes, 50 seconds. Your butt is starting to look a little sweaty. You sure?
I know. I have nothing to do with it.
You got 3 minutes, 54 seconds. I got all the time in the world. You don't. I do.
Hey, relax, buddy, relax.
Hey, I'm relaxed. You got 3 minutes, 20 seconds.
Okay, look, I saw an opportunity and I took it.
Yeah, you've done this many times before too, haven't you? Killed a lot of victims, is that right?
Come on, sir. I just want to make it out as best we can.
The best we can.
Sir, listen, I'm sorry about the girl. We was just business. I'm a professional.
That's what I keep hearing. I keep hearing that. I'm a professional. I get sick and tired of hearing that. You understand me?
Wait, sir, please, what about me?
What about you? I gotta go. You got 40 seconds.
No, please, sir. Come on. My last wish.
Last wish. I wish you had more time. Cut scene. I didn't tell you to scream at the end, but I'm glad you added it in. That's
Thank you. I love a good ad lib. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're a professional for
sure. I know.
If you know the name of the movie, text us in. Breezy's going to review this for Breezy's Big Movie Review tomorrow. Mm-hmm. One of my absolute favorites. Mm-hmm. One of my absolute favorites. Jason is texting in. Is this Jurassic Park? It's not Jurassic Park.
Still never is.
It never probably
this
will be.
This person says Training Day?
No, that's actually incorrect.
This person says, just kidding, Man on Fire.
There it is, Man on Fire, Denzel Washington, 2004. Breezy, you have not seen the movie yet. You have to watch this from back to start. Stars Denzel Washington. And
back to start.
From start to finish.
Okay, not me starting at the credits.
What an interesting way to watch a movie. Actually, if you wanted to do that tonight, go ahead, start backwards. Okay. Dakota Fanning is in this.
What is she doing now?
She's phenomenal. I'm not sure. I haven't seen her around the streets in a little while.
Yeah.
But she's just incredible.
Is he really on fire?
No.
Oh.
No, he plays a bodyguard in this film.
Oh, okay.
And his one job in Mexico City is to protect Dakota Fanning's character.
To put bombs up people's butts and blow them. Makes sense.
No. No,
listen, I don't want to know what you do on a Saturday night. It's really none of my business, truly. It's really none of my business.
The Odyssey app. Wherever you go. Listen to and favorite 98PXY plus hundreds of exclusive stations like Pop New Arrivals. New songs from the artist you love and artists you haven't even met yet. Search Pop New Arrivals on the Odyssey app to listen.
PXY, the number one hit music station, through March 28th, you can visit the contest page at 98PXY.com and enter for a chance to win a Grand Slam ticket four-pack to see who? The Red Wings.
Yeah!
Home opener.
You're going to open it.
Yes.
This weekend, right?
Innovative Field. No, it's this Friday, March 31st.
Yeah.
First pitch is 4:05 p.m. So six lucky winners will be randomly selected from the entries and will be notified by email. You can go to redwingsbaseball.com to purchase tickets. Breezy?
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to go. Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be great.
No, I can't wait. First Red Wings game in over a decade. I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Innovative Field.
I hope it's really nice weather. Normally they do the 40-degree guarantee. I don't know if they're doing that this year. I can't be certain.
Well, I'm sure 90PXY has a suite somewhere in that stadium, don't they?
I'm sure they do. I really, really, really want to be the mascot for one game this summer.
Okay, we'll make that happen. We got pull here. Love, love, love a good hobby. If you don't see me walking the malls, then you can see me skating the streets of Greece. So important
we
to
stay
changed.
Need an update, people. Because so important so to stay many changed. People have been messaging me. What do you mean you should stay changed? What do you mean?
Come on, one second.
Have you been jam skating or what? Because I haven't seen one.
Me in booty shorts with knee pads.
Oh, God.
Not me skating from Greece to the studio every morning.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad.
Welcome to the show. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. About a month ago, I made the listeners weigh in on what they wanted my new hobby to be. It was between learning how to play the piano, learning how to jam skate, and learning Italian. Everybody went towards jam skating.
Yeah, they did.
And I promised you then, like I'm promising you today, I'm going to do it. I'm almost there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any progress whatsoever.
Well, I'm nervous and scared at the same time because I don't have anybody that I can do it with, you know? And the place that I want to go is on Lyle Ave. It's late at night, you know, so I don't have a bodyguard. Thursday nights, I believe, is a adult skating nights. In my head, I was like, well, I'm going to go hit up Horizon Fun Effects. You know sure. what I mean? But I was like, no, there's a lot of kids there during that time.
Sure.
Thursdays at this place, I don't even know the name. If anybody knows the name, please text me and Breezy right now. I'd love to know. But that's where I can really learn how to jam skate. Now, yesterday, I got my eyes on this beautiful pair of skates on Amazon. Beautiful.
Yeah.
$280. I'm like, that's
Seems
a lot.
Really pricey.
Very pricey. Great skates. But you'd be surprised how expensive a lot of these skates are. And in my head, even though I haven't really had a lot of time to practice, in my head, I already know that I'm a bomb-ass skater.
You're not, though.
Skating backwards, skating sideways.
Like, I love the confidence, and I love the whole idea of, like, nothing can get me down, but in reality, skating is very hard, and you're going to look like a Bambi little baby deer on ice. I know it for a fact.
Are you serious, bro?
Dead ass.
I don't think so. I don't know. With my confidence and my swag, I just feel like I'm going to be just a Nancy Kerrigan out there.
Confidence and swag can really only get you so far. If you're not coordinated and you are dog water at skating, then...
That's the thing. I'm not 100% coordinated.
That's the thing. It's not going to work then.
But when you have music like this, I mean, playing... You can do anything.
Sure.
Not you mouthing WTF on your brother.
I'm just like so confused. There's no follow through with you. We did this over a month ago and you've done nothing. You're like, I've been looking at these skates on Amazon on my wish list. Post it for someone to buy for you. I don't know.
I have been looking at these skates for a long time. Just like
it's like pull trig. Like, let's go.
All right. Now listen, I owe the listeners an explanation because they did help me with this. I haven't started yet. I'm going to be 100% honest. Do I want to? Oh, so badly.
Not you linking your Venmo so people can buy you the skates.
I'm happy to link my Venmo. I would never ask people to do that for me because I'm not Breezy. I can buy the skates myself. However.
She's so proud.
I am going to potentially go this Thursday night. I'm going to skate my little ass off.
I love that.
Learn the basics. Because in my head, realistically, I've been thinking about this. I'm like, it would really only take me about 3 to 4 weeks worth of practice to become a professional.
I thought you had plans this Thursday. Are you bartending?
Oh, that's right. I can't go Thursday. I'm sorry. We'll have to do another time. So this Thursday night, I'm going to be at Tin Cup.
Now you pivoting.
Social in Fairport, guest bartending for the 13th annual Bachelor Auction.
Okay.
Which is going on. This, Breezy, you and I are hosting this event.
We are. It's April 22nd, Earth Day. Absolutely popping off.
Comedy at the Carlson.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
And this is for the cancer support community at Gilda's Club Rochester. Myself, along with 28 other guys, are going to be auctioned off to go on a date with a lovely young lady or a lovely old lady. I don't know. Whoever,
or a man.
Whoever spends the
whoever
most.
Whoever buys you.
Whoever buys me, whoever spends the most amount of money. You know what I mean?
I am so curious to see what you go for, because these girlies and guys.
Deep pockets.
He, she's, and thems.
Deep pockets this year.
Better be putting their money where their mouth is, because they keep talking a big game, and it's like, if you really care, you will spend over $1,000.
So when I get there, the first thing I'm going to do to break the ice is tell a couple of jokes. I'm going to tell a couple of jokes. Break the ice. People are going to know I'm funny. And then I'm going to ask everyone to start the bidding off at $45,000.
So that's not how it works. So you can't do open mic. It's not an open mic night. It's just a catwalk. I'm the one with the jokes. You can tell me your jokes because I'm the only one talking.
All right. Tell me a joke right now real quick. Real quick. Give me something.
A blind man walks past a fish market. Morning, ladies. I thought that was hilarious.
I know you did. The whole studio. Everybody in the studio is laughing right now. Everyone in the studio. But anyways, back to jam skating. Yes, it is something that I...
Are you going
to
jam?
I have my eye on.
What if you jam skate on the stage at the Bachelor auction?
I don't see that happening. I had a feeling you were going to bring that up, but I don't see that happening.
There's literally no follow through with you.
No, that's not true. Where are you going?
I'm just like, I can't be the only one following through with things on the show.
We're talking about one thing. What are we talking about?
I just feel like it's too much.
Why are your clothes off? Why are you naked?
You really got to follow through. If you're going to do this and you got everybody involved, that's the thing about it. It's like,
Breezy,
you can make a commitment to yourself, but you got the whole group involved. Now it's a group thing.
But I told people 2 to 3 months. We're not even close to that yet.
It's been 2 months.
It's not.
I'll go back to the archives.
It has not
I'll
been
pull
2 months.
The archives.
Jam skating. I'm going to do it. I'll post my first video coming up soon. People are texting into that they have my back. So
don't hold your
that.
Breath.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.